The PK Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the PK Podcast.
Good to have you listening with us again. This is Juan Rodriguez.
And it's Nicholas Rodriguez. This is his son. He's the pastor, Juan Rodriguez. I'm the kid. Kid Rodriguez, Nicholas the Kid Rodriguez.
Welcome to PK Podcast. Here we talk about
life,
love,
spirituality
through the eyes of a pastor and his son.
And his son, that's me.
We are so glad that you joined us today. And today we have a special topic.
All
right. Today we're talking about the end of the world. And I have a theme song.
Okay, get
I have
ready
a theme song.
For it.
All right, here
get
we go. Here we go.
It. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Don't play it for too long. We could get our thing taken down.
I feel fine. All right. Very cool. So it's the end of the world as we know it.
Yes.
Today we are talking about the end of the world.
Yes, we are. I'm so. It's so funny to me how excited you were to do that.
Oh yeah.
To play that
song. It's my favorite song. So the end of the world. What do you think about the end of the world, Nico?
What do you mean? What do I think about it?
Yeah. When you think about the end of the world, what do you think about? What are thoughts that come through your mind when we talk about the
end of the world?
Well, besides the classic Chicken Little song, that you just. Why are you so confused?
I'm here with you. I got you.
Yes. You look
from
so
the cartoon.
A lot.
From yes. the cartoon. Now
from
I'm
the
with
cartoon
you.
Film, Chicken
yes.
Little.
Chicken Little.
Wait, is that in that movie? Yeah, it is.
You know, I
it
don't
is.
Remember.
It actually is in that
it's an
movie.
An old cartoon.
I was combining that song with another song, the one at the beginning that goes, "One little slip." Do you remember
right.
that song?
No. So when it comes to the end of the world, what do you think about?
When it comes to the end of the world, I feel like there's just not there's not much to think about for me.
Really?
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be ready for it.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I mean, we don't know when it's going to happen.
Right.
So I'm going to be as ready as I possibly can be.
Yeah.
Which is, in my opinion, is not ready at all.
Mm.
Because in reality, as ready as I can possibly be is I have my faith in God. I have my values. I keep them. And then, but that's about as much as I can do. I'm not going to stock up on food. I'm not going to go and like.
Stock up on toilet? Paper.
I'm not going to stock up on toilet.
Paper.
I'm going stocking up on toilet
paper.
No, stop. That's not what you said originally. you know, I'm not going to since again, we don't know what's going to happen. So I'm not going to go up into the mountains and get all my stocked up food and toilet and and go up there and chill because I could think that it's the end of the world because there's like a war going on and like. I don't know, like, people are killing each other, and it's crazy.
Pandemic,
you know, people are you know, persecuting Christians. I'm not gonna move into the mountains even when that's happening because, again, like, what, that could last for, yes, those are signs of the end times, right? Like, biblically, those are signs of the end times.
Right.
But, like, who knows for how long those signs are supposed to go? It could be 3 years.
It could
four,
be.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm not moving to the. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm just chilling. And,
just chilling.
And I'm going to do what I can within myself, and I'm going to help those that I can help. But when it comes to the end of the world, I'm not. I don't got big plans.
You don't got big plans? Well, that's good.
So you can invite me to anything if you want, because I'm not going to have anything planned.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You're
so,
gonna like roll with the punches.
I'm just gonna chill, honestly. Right. And I mean, if that comes to like you know people coming to my house and being like, "We're gonna kill you," because you know it's the end times, right? And we're gonna kill you. Then I'm gonna be like, "Man, you really should not do that." And then I'll try and escape, and
yeah.
then I'll go somewhere else.
And see what happens, right?
And see what happens. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, let's say I die during the end times.
Right.
Well, let's say, first off, let's say I'm alive during the end times. This is assuming
right.
I'm alive during the end times.
You're assuming you're alive.
Right, because the end times could be in 1,000 years.
Or it could be in a few years.
Or it could be in a few years. It could be in 10, could be in 20, 100, right?
Yeah.
So assuming I'm alive, let's say I die, right? Oh, no, I died. Well, that's, I mean, you know, it's the end time, so.
it's the end for you, that's for sure.
It's the end of the world.
It's the end for you, though. Like, if you die, like, that's the end. Well, for you.
Yeah, but like, yeah, that is the end for me. But I mean, it's during the end time, so I feel like there would be no more proper time and place to die and for my life to end than during the times that are defined as the times that end. Like,
alrighty.
Like the end times.
Okay, so how do you think these end of times will come? Because, you know, I've seen some movies. I like to watch apocalyptic style movies.
What kind of apocalyptic style?
Well,
movies?
Definitely not the zombie movies.
You don't like zombie apocalypse movies?
Zombie movies are the dumbest movie in the world. In fact, one day I was sitting with your mom watching a movie thinking it was like a apocalyptic style movie and stuff
and
like that.
And it was a zombie movie.
And then they started turning into zombies and I was like, oh, I hate this. Why are we watching? So I was committed already, so I had to finish watching it. But I cannot stand zombie. I think zombie movies are so terrible. I think it's dumb. It's a dumb plot.
Dumb.
For human beings to eat other human beings. I just think
what
it's
do you mean?
Stupid.
How's that dumb?
It is
but what
idiotic.
If it's well written?
It is idiotic. It is dumb. I don't understand. I don't find any entertainment value whatsoever.
That's so
in
funny.
Seeing zombies.
That's so funny because
I just can't stand it. Dumb.
Okay, dang. Cool off. Tape's burnt up. From what you're saying, it sounded like you enjoyed the movie up until that point. Because you said you were invested.
Yeah, well, I had watched like 30 minutes of it, so I was like, oh, great. Really? The sickness is zombie?
But what is it about zombie that's dumb?
I just think it's dumb. I just don't understand. That concept of human beings turning into human eaters and half dead, that's just ridiculous.
Well, they're not half dead; they're full dead.
Yeah, and then my point exactly. That's it's even dumber.
Well, they got brought back. They got brought back.
Yeah. Okay. So it's dumb.
Okay.
So we were.
I think they can be done well. That's my
input.
Yeah.
So other than zombie style and end of time stuff, I do like movies like that have an asteroid coming to destroy the Earth.
Oh, you're about to talk about What? Didn't you just watch
Don't Look Up?
Don't Look Up.
Yeah, yeah, but we just watched that, but I wasn't thinking about that. There's other movies that have come in the past where this asteroid is coming to Earth and they have to somehow figure out how to break it up or whatever. And so when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know, I enjoy that kind of stuff. Or like, you know, a pandemic wiping out almost the whole world.
Well, it's crazy. Pandemic?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, pandemic.
Like COVID.
Yeah, yeah, like COVID, right. Like, so yeah, like we're in the middle of it, and it's killed a lot of people, and it's very sad. But like movies that deal with those kinds of things, it's a little bit more realistic and stuff like that. And, of course, there's wars, and there's other movies that have come out that are just different when it comes to the last days. And so I kind of am entertained by them and stuff like that. But when it comes to the last days, like when it comes to like the end of the world.
The actual last days.
Like
the
real,
the
real stuff. What do you feel? How do you think it's gonna come down? You know, how do you see it boiling up? How do you see some things just taking place that will cause the end of time?
Well, I think that so there are two ways of looking at it, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah. First off, you're the pastor. You are the one. I'm but the kid. Pastor,
right?
Pastor.
But
PK
I'm asking
podcast.
You, kid.
Well, no. But what I'm saying is that there is a biblical idea of what the end times are going to look like, right?
Right.
I have a decent understanding of them.
Okay.
But it's not like I haven't studied it or anything. I don't know the intricacies or anything like that.
So maybe it's time you study some of it.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the purpose behind this podcast.
Dang.
Read your Bible.
Well, I'm not saying I don't read my Bible. I'm just saying that, like, you know, when I read the thing about the beast and the horns and the
last day
four horsemen of the apocalypse,
yeah.
I read that and I go, that is crazy, man.
That is crazy.
I don't highlight it and go crazy on it and be like, oh man, this represents this and this is going to happen. And, you know, I'm not I'm not coming up with theories or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's the other approach to it where, you know, obviously scientists have said that what our world is going to end in like a few years.
Oh yeah, because of a global
warming.
Yeah, climate change. Yeah,
climate change stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I've always been one to think that scientists are obviously very smart, right?
Yeah,
like these are smart people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our beliefs, right? And mm-hmm. we need to stick by them. You know, if we're going to be men of faith, right? Men and women
right.
of faith.
All right.
But I think that there is truth to what scientists say, right, when they can prove it,
mm-hmm.
right, which usually they can. There are some things where it's like, this is me speaking from a standpoint of, like, I only kind of know what's going on.
Gotcha.
Right? So
understood.
So people who listen, if I say something that maybe sounds wrong,
mm-hmm.
I'm probably wrong, which is fair. Right. I don't expect to be right about all the stuff that I'm saying.
Right.
But I mean, you know, scientists, they have their reasons of why, you know, God isn't real and certain things like that. Like certain scientists have that perspective. Right. And, you know, but obviously there's no like definitive, because you can't show me like a thing that says like God isn't real. It's like literally like hardcore evidence, right?
Okay, yeah.
But like global warming, I mean, the evidence is all around us, right? Like, it's quite literally like we're witnessing it, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So I think that it's important to align the facts that are around us with our beliefs to make, I mean, as much sense as we possibly can, right? Like, doesn't the Bible say that there's going to be a cleansing fire or something like that?
Yeah, I think what you're referring to is a time when Jesus comes and then the earth will be completely made new with fire. So the whole earth will be purified by fire and then
global warming.
A new earth is made. No, because that deals like during the second coming of Jesus. So at the second coming of Jesus,
what if he's already pulled up and we just don't even know?
Oh no, the Bible says that all eyes.
Oh
will see
yeah,
him.
All eyes yeah, will yeah. see him. That's so, facts. That's yeah. facts. Sorry about that, Jesus. I misread that. But
so
global
yeah.
warming. I mean, I think. Listen, man, this is a buildup. Like our world is killing itself,
mm-hmm.
and if the world explodes before Jesus gets here, there's going to be no world to make new. So
yeah,
he's
yeah.
got to pull up before the death date of our planet, at least.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think that there is a time right now that we're living in that humanity is destroying Earth, that it is very true with all the pollution and all the things that have happened throughout the years, that our Earth is sort of like imploding, if you want to say that. But with the pollution, with all the climate changes, with everything that's going on, you know, and they can predict on different things of how climate change will be in the future. But since I've been around, let's just talk about like my life on Earth, which has been a short 49 years. I can tell you this.
Yeah.
At least in the state of Florida, of where I have lived since I was a kid, there were times, in fact, it even snowed one time in 1978 something.
What did you just say?
It snowed.
it snowed one time in
1970 something.
Okay.
So, it's not. So, anyways, it's been very cold in this state in recently the last few years it hasn't been very cold at all.
Climate change, baby.
So
it's been the hottest it's ever been.
So I remember seeing this other movie where like Miami was underwater and they had to go like over it on the water and it was just crazy stuff.
Mm.
And the sun, you know, I know I'm just saying a bunch of movies, but what happens is that people that put these movies together,
well, it's they base it off of scientific theory.
Exactly. And they also older movies, you know, based on science fiction, all that kind of older movies, like back in the 70s, 80s
yeah.
style movies, some of the stuff that they put on for entertainment has come true. You know, things that they had done in the past is happening today.
Oh, no, sorry. I don't want to cut you off.
So my point is this. So understanding that this is really happening, I do think that there has to and there is a rescue plan. You know, Earth is destroying itself and things are getting worse, not just with climate. I think with humanity. Humanity is getting colder. You know, the Bible talks about how the love of many will wax cold. And what that simply means is that love is going to get lost. Mm. There's something within humanity that is getting lost. And a part of that is because the Bible talks about, and other writings says that the Holy Spirit will be kind of like leaving humanity as the day of Jesus approaches. And I think
that is
just part of what's going to happen on Earth, because it's preparing the way for Jesus to come. And so, unfortunately, those who are not connected with God would just be completely disconnected by that time. And I think the thing that holds back humanity from hurting each other and putting each other down is that mercy of God, the Spirit of God, that kind of holds things back from it going crazy to one another. So when you see all of this happening among humanity, among things that are already in the Bible, when it's just very clear stuff that is happening today, the end of the world is
as we
know it is coming, you know, or you're living in these last days, if you want to say that. And so I think the rescue plan of Jesus is very important to understand and to embrace.
So with all that said, how are you pulling up to the end times?
How am I pulling up to the end times?
Because I described how I'm pulling up to the end times with, you know, with kind of just like a, you know, I expected this to happen. And, you know, the world's been going down the toilet for a bit now. And if I'm being honest with you, I think that stuff is probably going to start really going down the toilet when, because, you know, global warming right now is like obviously it's happening, mm-hmm. right? And climate change is happening.
Right.
But you still got a lot of people that are like, okay, this is dumb. It's not actually happening.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the world existing. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And
the movie Don't Look Up actually brings that out in a very funny way.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the cool thing, at least of what I've heard about that movie from what the actors themselves have talked about it, is that one of the biggest reasons why they even made it was to be like, you know, hopefully this will
wake people up.
Wake some people up, man, yeah. Because, you know, yeah, it's a funny movie, mm-hmm. right? But you have big name actors. Like, anybody's going to go and watch this movie if they mm-hmm. know Jennifer Lawrence, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Right? So you're
on Netflix, by the way. We're not getting paid royalties by this, but Netflix, if you want to hook us up with a sponsorship, go ahead.
Yeah, Netflix, hook us up with a sponsorship on our religion podcast talking about your science based yes. television series. Yes.
Thank you.
But yeah, you know, anybody's going to go and watch this movie. Who's got who cares about watching anything that's entertainment,
right?
So, you know, when they watch this movie and, you know, it could very well make fun of certain people's perspectives on things or certain mm-hmm. people's viewpoints or opinions.
Right.
You know, hopefully instead of turning them away, it'll make them go, well, if Leonardo DiCaprio's saying it, then maybe it's true. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, and it kind of sucks that it had to be that did it instead of, like, people who know what they're talking about, you know.
Exactly.
But regardless, I think that when things are really going to start breaking loose, like people are going to start going crazy, doing crazy stuff, is when global warming becomes so obvious and climate change becomes so obvious that it starts affecting our day-to-day lives,
exactly.
right? Because I go outside and it affects my day-to-day life because it's 96 degrees on a fall day in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, right? But how it doesn't affect me is that, like, you know, in the Arctic, we have the Arctic is leaving us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, straight up habitats are going away. And then with climate change and with these chaotic weather patterns, our motherland of Puerto Rico is bouncing. Like that, yeah. That place going under the water. Like we're
it could happen.
That,
yeah,
that dude's leaving us,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
So, once that starts happening on the mainland in the United States, in Europe, in the UK, in Asia, and all this kind of stuff, we're like. Things are going underwater and buildings are exploding and people are dying from heat stroke in the middle of the streets because, like, yeah, I'm literally dying.
Yeah.
People are going to start, you know, very in the apocalyptic fashion,
right?
Like a zombie apocalypse.
Mm.
They're going to start raiding. They're going to start when they don't have enough food to stock up, they're going to start stealing food to stock up.
Right.
They're going to start, you know, holding government officials hostage so that they can fix something. Right. People are going
to
go crazy.
And chaos.
This is when things are going to go mad. When that happens, who do you think it's going to trigger to start doing things? Certain Christians, right? Christians are going to start pulling up, and they're going to be like, it's our duty to save this world, right? The very prideful Christian that's like, it's not about, you know, we need to show God to these people. It's about God has ordained us to save them.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then they're going to pull up and they're going to go, we need to do this. And when people are going crazy, they're going to be like, we need to have order. So what do you think that's going to happen? Government Christianity. Boom. We're going to start doing that. They're going to start pulling up, crusading. We're going to start doing that. And they're going to be like, listen, you're only sane if you join our church. And if you don't join our church, you're just like the rest of them. And you're not going to get provided with food and water and all this kind of stuff. And then us Christians down here are going to be, please, sir, please give it to us. And they're going to say, no, no. You're on the seventh day. You need to be with us or else you're not going to get any food. And we're going to go, all right, fine. We pull up to Puerto Rico, if there's anything in Puerto Rico left to go to. We head up to our farm. We make some coffee. We make some tomatoes. We make some whatever. We eat whatever we can. We have some bacala y plátano. And we, boom, we survive up there. You know what I mean? Like, this is when things are going to start. I'm not going to say I just predicted the end times. It was funny because literally, what, like 10 minutes ago on this podcast, I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I literally just predicted the end times.
You just gave out your plan.
That's what 10 minutes can do. Well, I don't have a plan. That's the thing, though, is that I don't actually have a plan.
All right.
But once the ball starts rolling, people are going to come to me and they're going to go, you were right on the PK podcast. Everything's happening as you said it. And I'm like, you know, I'm no Ellen G. White, but I do have the PK podcast with my father, and I did predict some things that happened. So this is my modern-day
prophecy.
Mrs. White prophecy books. You know, you go and you read her books and her memoirs and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, this is mine.
Or even the Bible does talk about how there will be, towards the end of the day, this connection between government.
Exactly.
Government, political government, and the church. Mm-hmm. And so much like what happened in the Middle Ages, Dark Ages, with the Roman Catholic Church connecting with the Roman government and then kind of like just, you know, making that one where the church, it became a church state. The church kind of let out
with
the state government.
Which never goes well.
Never goes well. So according to the Bible, it's going to happen again.
Yep.
And
which is so foolish because really think about this. The Roman Catholic Church pulls up to the Roman government, and they form a unification, right? And they're leaders now. That was literally called the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
How dumb you got to be to go back to the Dark Ages? They're literally called the Dark Ages.
You'd be surprised.
It's evil. They're known for being terrible.
You'd be surprised what can happen, and history repeats itself.
Yes.
And so according to the Bible, history will repeat itself.
Of course, as it always does.
And it's going to be this unification between a church and a government to come together. And it's kind of weird to think about that happening in America. But like you've seen and hear recently in recent years, sometimes Christians can be kind of crazy. And sometimes crazy Christians get in charge of governments. And so,
yeah.
And what's going to happen is that in the future, we don't know how long in the future, but if you're alive during that time, you'll hear it here first, maybe at the PK podcast, but there will be this, according to the Bible, you won't hear it first. We're just sharing with you what the Bible talks about, but
no, you could.
There will be a connection between this, this government and this Christianity. And when those two come together, that's never a good thing.
I'll tell you this.
Christian rulers and leaders are in charge, wanting to push their agenda and wanting you to obey certain laws from the Bible and force it on you, that's never a good thing. And so the truth of the matter is that, you know, following God's way is the best way to live, mm-hmm. but God never forces it on anyone. And,
exactly.
And what we're going to see in the future is that there will be this enforcement, these laws that come out where you'll be forced to live a certain way, do a certain thing, act a certain way. And according to the Bible, you know, that's definitely a super sign. That's like a super sign of Jesus coming back soon.
Once that happens, that's when I'm making plans.
That's when you make the plans.
When the news goes, President, I don't know, next president, Ronald McDonald pulling up, president shaking hands with I don't know, but what's that one guy's name?
What guy's name?
The pastor that you like.
Louis Guglio.
Ronald McDonald, President Ronald McDonald shaking hands with Louis McGuglio, who's now now senator. And then you go, oh no, I need to bounce. But see, realistically though, like no jokes, like all that aside, the issue is that when you put a radical Christian or even just an intense Christian in a position of power, right, because they're still human,
mm-hmm.
a lot of those people, and it's the reason why a lot of Christians have such a bad rap and why our history is so dark, right?
Right.
Because there's so many crazies, right,
true.
That they pull up, and once they have power, it's not that, okay, I have been put in this position, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to use this to give God the power in our nation, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to use this so that God may have a vessel to have an influence, right? Instead, it becomes, I have been put in this position. Of course I have, because I have God on my side, and now I am fit to rule, right?
Right.
I have deserved this. This is the blessing from God, and because I have God on my side, the words in which I say and the power in which I have are ordained by him,
mm-mm.
right? Again, it's the prideful Christian. It's right. The idea of, you know, it's the same, if not worse, than somebody just going, now that I'm in a position of power, I will rule the world. The reason why it's worse is because it's almost like it's more ignorant. Because at least if you're like, I'm going to rule the world, then it's like, oh, yeah, that guy's obviously evil, right?
Right.
But if you pull up and you're like, God, God is here and he has ordained me to rule the world and I will do it for him, right? Then it's like, dude, you don't even know how evil you are.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So it's a lot scarier. And so when people go, yeah, I don't really like the Christian faith because a lot of things that they've done, they terrify me. And it's like, yeah, they terrify me too.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't know the things I knew and if I wasn't blessed to have been brought up in a family and in a church that has, you know, shown me the truth,
mm-hmm.
then if I heard what I heard, I'd be mortified. I'd be absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, it's kind of on us to be like, yo, this is the actual thing.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah. And then above that, too, that I think, or concerning that, too, when it comes to those who are faithfully wanting to follow God's desire for their lives, he has an awesome promise because he tells us, like, when all these things start happening, look up because your redemption draws near.
Yeah.
And that's why I started with this song in the beginning. Oh, wait, I got to get it now.
Okay, you can't play too much.
What is it again? I want to get to a certain part.
Part of that song where it says
is the end of the world as we know
yes.
it, and I feel fine.
Yes,
we should not worry. We should not strive. We
100%.
Should not freak out because it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Why? Because I look up, because my redemption draws near.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming to make this place a better place to live in, a perfect place to live in, and he's coming to take us to be with him in heaven for, according to the Bible, 1,000 years. And so during this time of turmoil, of craziness, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, there's nothing to fear because it's the end of the world as we know it. But I feel fine.
And I think even without the I feel fine too, it says it's the end of the world as we know it. Right? Yeah. It's not the end of the world, right? We're going to be able to come back and we're going to be able to live happy life. Like, we're still going to be alive, right? It's just the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. So now it's just going to get better.
Exactly.
There you go.
And what would you say, because I asked you earlier, but then I feel like the conversation kind of switched up, talking about you pulling up to the end times.
Right, yeah.
I feel like with how you've described what you said, it's kind of simple, the way that you're going to handle things.
Yeah, exactly. It is simple. I think that I want to be led by God to do whatever God wants me to do, whether that's going somewhere to hide or being part of his last day agents of rescue for whoever is out there needing help. Whatever God wants me to do, I want to be in the center of that. And so during that time, you know, I'm just going to keep my eyes focused on him, and I'm not going to have to worry about, like you were saying, food, stuck up on food. I'm not worried about that too. You know, there's some people that like to go and learn to eat from the land.
Well, that people are already doing that
out in the woods.
Well, people have bought shelters, underground shelters for stuff like this.
But also people that go camping, like they get trained to make sure they can eat from the earth during the last days. And I'm thinking, hey, you know, okay, you get trained, that's cool, but I'm depending on God to hook me up with some bread, some ravens that will bring me bread. You know, that's biblical too. So I'm just going down that whole biblical route and not
Dad,
worrying
you're
about
be
it
in
too
the,
much.
You're going to be in the end times like this. You're going to lift your – I was doing that like as if people were going to be able to see what I was doing on the podcast, but this is a podcast, so they won't. What I'm doing is that my dad is going to lift up his finger like this, like you can see. He's going to lift up his finger to the sky, and then a raven is going to come down and land on it with a giant loaf of bread, and he's going to take it out. When we're all in the woods and we're like, Dad, we're so hungry, he's going to go, no problem. And it's going to go, caw-caw, and it's going to land on his little finger, bring him bread, and he goes, thank you.
That'd be cool.
And it's going to fly away.
That'd be cool.
That'd be rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think – It it's quite simple.
Hey, it is. Because it's the end of the world
as we know it.
But
and
I feel fine.
I feel fine.
I feel fine. All right. I hope you guys were blessed by these last day tips.
Yes.
You guys take care because
God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
We should name this episode the PK Podcast End Time Survival Guide.
Survival Guide.
Yeah. That'd be cool.